From KBIA News in Columbia, this is Intersection, Conversations in Our Community. I'm Sarah Shariari. There's a lot going on at the Harry S. Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital here in Columbia, including a modern new classroom space that opened earlier this year. It's a space for classes including healthy cooking and smoking cessation, and it has the technology to share these classes with other VA clinics across central Missouri. We had a full studio for this show with four people sharing their knowledge on programs at the Truman VA. Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Program Manager Jennifer Schmidt and Communication Specialist Heather Brown start us off. Could you tell me a little bit about the newly opened Patient Education Center? I think that opened in January and it's a new space.
Yeah, so the Patient Education Center was actually thought up by our previous administrator, and she really wanted to have a place where we could house our education programs instead of just piecemealing them out different areas of the hospital. And so her idea came to fruition, and we opened in January with actually great applause. It's a really wonderful facility. It allows us to use the best of the technology we have along with the space that we needed.
And when you walk into it, what does it look like there?
It looks kind of space age in a way. It's very clean lines, a lot of natural light. That's something that our facility really definitely wanted. And it does have a lot of technology. We have very large screens. In our biggest classroom, they're actually 80-inch TVs.
Wow.
They're huge. We have a new kitchen area. And then we've also got two smaller rooms that we can actually combine into one larger room. So they're really nice and useful as far as the space that we needed.
And what about the classes that go on there? Are they classes that you've been teaching for a while, or are you bringing in some new classes?
I'm with the MOVE program. We're a weight management program at the Truman VA. And we've been having our 12-week program, and we also have an orientation class that both have moved to the Patient Education Center, which again, like Heather was saying, it's really nice because the veterans all know where the classes are going to be located now.
They're not like wandering around between rooms.
Right. They don't have to search around the hospital anymore. And so, yeah, we hold all of our classes there now.
And tell me about some of those specific classes.
So our program really focuses on behavior changes. We're also the biggest thing we kind of talk about in our classes, you know, losing weight is a lifestyle change. There is no quick fix for getting that weight off. And so we make sure that we have a lot of classes focused on nutrition, physical activity, and then just other things that might get in the way of weight loss, like stress and other maybe things in the environment that could be, you know, either contributing to weight gain or also hindering weight loss.
And I know one of our students came out and talked with you, and there were, you know, cooking classes in the kitchen, and then there are classes like Tai Chi for stress reduction. So it seems, I mean, to me it seemed really progressive and in a way unexpected. I don't know. It wasn't what I was thinking the classes would be. Have you had a good response to them?
Yeah. We have had quite a few veterans come through our MOVE program just in the last fiscal year. So last October to this October, we actually had 118 veterans complete our 12-week program. And 91% of veterans lose weight through the classes. So we have a lot of success in the program if the veterans really come in and they're willing to work the program.
I was reading that another part of the program is to have veterans who have completed the programs or been involved in them also teach them.
So it's called Whole Health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new concept that the VA is working on. So instead of just looking at your body as, you know, what can we do to fix it, we're looking at the whole self. So we want to know what's important to you as a veteran. You know, is it your spiritual health? Is it your mental health? Is it your physical health? And working on those components. So they go through a class either in a group or individually. And it's about, I think, 9-week class. And once they completed that, if the veteran is interested in becoming a teacher, then they become like a peer support person for that specific class, which is awesome. Because now you have veterans who've gone through the program who can help and explain it to veterans kind of the way that most veterans are used to it. We kind of have our own lingo in some ways. So,
this is Intersection on KBIA 91.3 FM. And this week we're talking about classes and programs at the Truman VA Hospital, including the MOVE program for people who want to lose weight and the Whole Health program, but there are many more. Here's Truman VA Public Affairs Officer Stephen Gaither.
Smoking cessation. Mm-hmm. There are mental health programs. The alternative programs like Tai Chi and Qigong and those kinds of programs. The new program with the teaching healthy cooking skills will be developed. And, you know, the key there is that we want to get away from the concept of sick care, which is really what the American healthcare system is. And by using preventive health measures and healthy lifestyle changes, smoking cessation, for example, then people will have a healthier lifestyle, and we won't necessarily spend all the money that we've been spending on healthcare services.
Is it hard to convince people that they want to come in and stop smoking, or have you faced any sort of resistance, or are people ready to give it a shot?
That's what I kind of like about the whole health program or approach, is that it's having a very different conversation with our veterans about what's important to them. So even if there is some ambivalence about giving up tobacco or about losing weight, if we kind of get at the heart of what really matters to them, we use that as kind of a driving force to talk about, look, this is your commitment. This is why losing weight is so important. And how does that kind of fit in with weight loss, or how does that fit in with quitting tobacco? So as long as you have more of that conversation and less of the, we think you should quit eating a lot of high-fat foods, or, you know, quit chewing, you know, then they seem to be much more on board with that.
A really good example of that is, instead of saying, okay, go lose weight, you need to lose 10 pounds, we ask, well, what's important to you? So if, you know, the veteran's experience is, it's important for me to go for walks with my grandchildren, but they can't do that because either they smoke and they have trouble breathing, or they maybe have too much weight. It's a way to talk to them, okay, well, let's talk about the steps that we'll need to take to get you to that goal. So it's a really great approach in what we're doing.
I think people in general just like a more collaborative process than being told mm-hmm. that they need to do something,
exactly.
Right? Are there certain things that you need to do because you are working with veterans as opposed to the population at large, or are the health issues that veterans face very similar to what everybody else is dealing with?
The answer is there is a similarity to the general population, but there's also some very specific experiences that veterans have that the general population doesn't necessarily have. So we pride ourselves in understanding those specific things that the veteran population has, but obviously, philosophically, these principles apply to the whole society. You know, we take care of nearly 39,000 veterans at Truman VA in our 8 community-based outpatient clinics. One of the advantages of these classes and the technology that's part of the new Patient Education Center is we can provide many of these courses to veterans, and they don't have to travel all the way to Columbia. With our 8 community-based outpatient clinics, we have the capability, using telehealth capability, for them to be connected to the instructor in Columbia and be physically located in one of those community-based outpatient clinics. Now, the listening audience may not know where those are all located, but we have a clinic in Kirksville, and we have one in Mexico. We have one in Sedalia. We have one in Jefferson City, and Osage Beach at Lake of the Ozarks, and Waynesville near Fort Leonard Wood, St. James, and Marshfield, Missouri.
So those are sort of some of the more major towns that we think of in central Missouri. So people could essentially teleconference into your classes, to a healthy cooking class, or anything along those lines?
Right. And those veterans generally are going to get their primary care and, if necessary, basic mental health services at those locations. So, you know, that was to address access to care, and it makes it easier for them to travel to those locations. They don't have to travel all the way to Columbia for those services. But we do have telehealth capability for a variety of different applications, and education is just one of them.
And you were talking about some experiences that are specific to veterans or that are different from the general population. Could you talk a little bit about those?
Well, that's especially true when we get into our mental health program and, mm-hmm. and mental health classes. Because of the experiences that people have in the military, it may not be necessarily in a conflict or a war area or whatever, but they have some unique experiences. And many of the programs are geared to individuals who've had that experience. And as Heather alluded to earlier, many of the peer support activities in our mental health programs are used in creating the education curriculum as well.
In fact, we have the Healing Box program, which actually is an outside program that provides guitars and lessons mm-hmm. to our veterans. And one of our peer support specialists, Christopher Longden, thank you. He's actually the one who's spearheading that, and that's going to be in the Patient Education Center. So they've got quite a few veterans who come down and are healed not only through learning music, but also from the camaraderie that they get around their fellow veterans. And so we've seen a lot of really great progress with some of our veterans who maybe have mental health issues, which is really awesome.
There are actually two guitar programs in place now. The Healing Box Project came about with two individuals from the Lake of the Ozarks area. They were actually doing that program down at Fort Leonard Wood. Mm-hmm. And when that unit closed at Fort Leonard Wood, they were looking for a way to continue that. Chris reached out to them, say, why don't you come to Columbia? And they started doing classes in Columbia. And then Chris also identified another program called Guitar for Vets. And so two different classes going on, teaching veterans how to play the guitar or relearn playing the guitar. Many of them are folks that are Vietnam era, Vietnam veterans, and some of them played guitar before their military experience and haven't been able to play since, and now they're relearning that. It's really amazing to watch that group, and when they have performed for a couple of things, the joy that they experience in being able to share what they've learned and the camaraderie that Heather alluded to.
This is KBIA 91.3 FM, and you're listening to Intersection, Conversations in Our Community. Today, we're learning about classes at the Truman VA Hospital, with guests including Public Affairs Officer Stephen Gaither. And is this program here at the Truman VA reflective of a more general trend in treatment and working with veterans across the country, or is this very specific to Columbia and Central Missouri?
No, this is general across the VA healthcare system. The program that Jennifer's part of has been a national program, and she's got equivalents at all of the 168 VA medical centers. The MOVE program is in its 11th year now, that weight reduction program. The guitar programs are available at a number of different VA medical centers. So the patient-centered approach that is being taken with delivering health care also encompasses these educational initiatives.
And to build a sort of a new center and a place that's state-of-the-art and modern, it doesn't just take, you know, a new approach. It also takes a real financial investment, and it sounds like the VA is also making that at this time.
No doubt about it with the resources, but you have to understand those resources come from American taxpayers and the Congress, and so it's important that those resources continue, or then we start looking at other alternatives.
Right. Like there's the possibility, I mean, with no funding, you can't continue certain programs.
Right.
And there's been a strong support for the VA healthcare system from Congress over the last 8 years. And so we've benefited from that support. And it started even as long ago as 10, 11 years ago. So across different administrations.
Here in Central Missouri, who are the veterans that you're working with? Are you working mostly with people from the Vietnam or Korean War era? Or are we talking people who've been in Iraq and Afghanistan? Or is it a cross-sampling of everyone?
It's a cross-sampling of veterans. We have veterans in their 90s.
Mm-hmm.
We have veterans in their early 20s.
Mm.
Okay. The largest portion of veterans in the country are Vietnam-era veterans. But there are veterans from all of those different age groups, and we provide services for all of them. And not just male veterans, but female veterans as well. And female veterans is the fastest growing portion of the veteran population in the country because of the number of women who have taken advantage of military experience over the last several years.
And is there any group that seems more receptive to taking part in some of these newer programs, or is everybody sort of up for it?
You know, I would have thought maybe the younger would be, but we've actually seen our older veterans really embrace a lot of these new programs. Which is great. That's what we want, you know, them to get involved in their healthcare. So I would say probably our more older veterans are able to really get involved in those programs. Not to say our youngers don't, but we definitely see a lot more of our older veterans.
And what does someone have to do to be eligible to participate either here in Columbia or at one of the 8 centers in the region?
So they have to be eligible for VA healthcare. And so that starts with enrolling in VA healthcare, which is filling out what's called a 1010EZ form. You can go to a service officer and help with that, come into the facility. It makes it a little less daunting when you're able to sit in front of somebody and they'll walk you through it. After they're eligible, they can...
You can also do it online.
You can do it online, yes. Yes, you can. After that, once you get seen by your doctor, your primary care doctor, you can determine where you want to be seen at one of the CBOX, the outpatient clinics, or here at the facility. And then it's really just a discussion with your doctor on what you're interested in. If you're interested in losing weight, then the MOVE program would be a good source to start with. If you're interested in the whole health program and approach, that's a good place to start. So it really starts with your doctor and that discussion with them.
This is Intersection on KBIA 91.3 FM. And this week we're talking about classes and programs at the Truman VA Hospital. I'm Sarah Shariari. Veteran Kent Lewis and his wife participated in the MOVE program through their local clinic. Here's Kent on his experience.
I had reached a point in my life where I knew I needed something because I had visited with my doctor on many occasions, seen various specialists, and it seemed like to no avail. But then finally, she suggested one day, she said, why not try out the MOVE program? And the MOVE program for me radically transformed my life.
Wow.
Because where I was looking more towards the end of life, I'm looking at a new start. So I would really be a supporter of the MOVE program and all that they accomplish for the veteran.
When did you join the MOVE program?
It was a year ago in January.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to drop 50 pounds.
Wow.
And probably this past Christmas, I gained 1 or 2 of those pounds back.
Didn't we all?
But for the most part, I've been able to keep it off. But I'm still finding myself, and I'm not sure what they call the program I'm in now.
The MOVE support group that you attend every
all right,
month?
The yes. MOVE support group. And it's been sensational.
How did the MOVE program start out for you? Did you enter skeptical, or did it seem like you could accomplish losing 50 pounds? I mean, that's a lot for anybody.
The first thing that I did was ask the doctor if she had any medicine I could take to to bring about weight loss. And she replied that she couldn't, but she did have a program that I could join. And once I started, I was hooked because I realized that it was a way that I could change my life once and for all. And it's been a real joy.
What do you think is the single biggest change that you made?
Well, I was able to lose weight, and I found myself the medications that had been prescribed. I had went through the sleep study twice, saying that I needed the CPAP. Most of that stuff is I've been able to put to the wayside simply because I don't need them now. The weight loss has just helped me that exponentially.
And when you're part of the MOVE program, do you go to a class, like a classroom class, or do you meet with a group of people and a coach?
Well, we started out in Mexico for the 12-week program, and it was once a month?
Once a week.
Once a week. That's right, for the 12 weeks. And then we went to once a month.
And once a month.
Yeah.
And when you go in, do they say, you know, do you check in about what you've been eating or how much you've been exercising, or do they show you some healthy recipes?
No, right off the bat, they embarrass us and make us get on the scales. And once we do that, then, of course, they encourage us in what we're doing, if we've lost weight, to keep it up. And then also they give us different ideas on ways that we can not only lose weight but maintain weight loss. And then just healthy eating and living. We've discussed some of that.
And how did your family respond to your weight loss project?
Well, it's just my wife and I now, but she ended up, even though she wasn't a veteran, she was allowed to attend the classes with us.
Uh-huh.
And she herself began to lose weight and was excited about it simply because she got into dresses that she hadn't worn since about 30 years ago. So, she truly enjoyed it.
And was there good solidarity among the group of people that you were in the class with?
Yeah, I think everybody seeks to help one another, and they're excited when they can come in and show results in their weight loss. And so that just kind of lifts them up.
Yeah, it is. It's always easier to do things when you have, you know, your gym buddy or your group that you come back to.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of trying out any of the other programs?
Well, you know what? I'm just now hearing some of these programs for the first time.
You're like, I could do some Tai Chi.
Oh, I'll tell you what, and that guitar program.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I play, but everything's by ear, and so I may have to invest more time and learn how to play like you're supposed to.
What are the satellite facilities like? Like you mentioned that you started the MOVE program in Mexico. What does that look like? I mean, I think a lot of us had seen the Truman VA here in town, but what are those smaller facilities like?
Well, it's the Mexico VA clinic, and they took us into a back room where we received everything by video or what, not video, but
telehealth.
What is it?
Telehealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was enjoyable because you could communicate with a professor. It was just a real delight to get to go. And we knew that we was counting calories, and in so doing, every week when we went, it was time for my wife and I to go by and get us some chicken McNuggets on the way home. We was able to allot our – no.
I mean, certainly you can have one treat, right?
That's what I was thinking. You know, we've been doing so good, so we would treat ourselves just a little bit.
Do you think with the new center here in Columbia that you'll be able to increase your class sizes?
Well, we definitely have the capacity to do so. Mm-hmm. Our largest classroom can hold up to about 40 veterans as well as the instructors. So I think we'll see an increase if we can make sure that the teachers aren't overwhelmed. So I think that would probably be the biggest issue.
For people who are thinking about maybe coming in and asking about some of these programs, what's the best way for them to do that?
Are these people that would already be enrolled in VA healthcare?
If people are already enrolled, they can really
talk to their primary care provider, the primary care team. We have something called the primary teamlet, the PACT.
Uh-huh.
And it's the provider, it's a nurse, clerk, it's a social worker. They all can help guide direction, and it's the provider that would do the consult to the various education programs. Jennifer and her staff are always available for questions and the consults from the providers. Just general questions that people get them to the right staff person at Truman VA to help them with that. If people are interested in just VA and Truman VA, we are always willing to give that information to them as well.
Thank you. And is there anything else people should know about the new activity space or any goings on?
Well, we used to have a library, and unfortunately that went away due to space issues. But we do have a resource lounge now. It's very basic at this point, but if they need to come in and look up jobs or learn about the My Healthy Vet program, we can get them on the computers and get them signed up for that, help them with their job applications and so on and so forth.
So there's some internet access at a resource center. That's
yes.
Nice.
And the My Healthy Vet program that Heather alluded to, she actually manages that program.
It's a
health
program.
And wellness online program, but it also is like a lot of other programs in healthcare systems. It gives the veteran access to their patient records. It gives them access to their lab results, clinic notes, gives them ability to reorder scripts online and to communicate with secure messaging to providers.
This is Intersection on KBIA 91.3 FM. And today we're talking about classes and programs at the Truman VA Hospital in Columbia and in clinics in central Missouri. Thank you for listening. And thank you to our guests, Jennifer Schmidt, Heather Brown, and Stephen Gaither of the Truman VA and veteran Kent Lewis. If you'd like to listen to this show again, you can visit us online at kbia.org and find Intersection under the Shows tab. You can also follow us on Facebook to stay up to date with our show. Our producers are Claire Banderas, Trevor Hook, and Meg Vatterott. Our music is Montana Skies. I'm Sarah Shariari for Intersection, here on KBIA 91.3 FM.